At the center of every spiritual pursuit is the knowledge of God. It's not that if you have a misconception about God, you cannot run with it. You can run with it and create your experience out of it. And that experience will be your reality your whole life. If you are going to know your God, you must know him as to his heart. In other words, his love. Then you must know him as to his power. These are the two things that we need. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. That ye be not slothful. Tell your neighbor, don't be slothful. Don't be lazy. To be lazy is to not be willing to do the things that will bring fruit. So laziness is not that you are not doing anything. Laziness is that you are unwilling to do the things that will bring forth fruit. Do you see? And it is because those things you have to overcome yourself in order to do it. So there is some amount of inconvenience. Do you see? And because of that, you are unwilling to do the thing that will bring forth fruit. That is laziness. So when you are unwilling to inconvenience yourself at any level of your life, you are slothful. So somebody may be very interested in inconveniencing themselves to learn if they are in school and to do well academically, you see, but will not be willing to inconvenience themselves to take the word of God and do it against what they are comfortable with. So in the area of going to school, you are not lazy. But it doesn't mean you are not lazy. Hallelujah. So if they say you are lazy, you should check in which area you are lazy. And if you think you are not lazy, you should check in which area that you are not lazy. Maybe in one area you are not lazy. And because of that, you conclude that you are a hardworking person. But maybe in spiritual things, you are very lazy. So when God looks at you, he says, here you are working hard, but here you are lazy. What do you think? So no one is completely lazy and no one is completely hardworking. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that don't be slothful. Don't be lazy. And we also don't want to be lazy. And there's a reason why we should not be lazy. Because in what we seek to pursue, we will actually attain unto it if we are not lazy. Do you understand? Because at times the question is, if I'm going to pour all myself into this pursuit, will I attain unto what it is that I'm looking to attain unto? Or it is not a sure thing. So it says that, don't be slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So two things, through faith and patience. Now, faith is obvious. And in this context, it is the application of oneself to the word of God. Do you understand that? To follow everything that the word of God is saying, not just to follow one area, like some of us choose to do. We like to follow one area. And normally the area of the word of God that we choose to follow is the area that does not inconvenience us. Do you see? Every one of us can follow the word of God in some areas, but we are not totally sold out to the devil. You understand? So in certain things, according to the habits we have built up from the beginning, some things we easily will follow. Sometimes you come to church and I will share one of those your things and say, today was a powerful message. Because this one thing that pastor shared, I easily flow in it. Do you see? But that is not it. That is why the Bible adds the patience, long suffering, to continue in a thing or to stay on a course, no matter the opposition that is thrown at you. Like, see, we are going to pray today, right? There's going to be opposition thrown at you. A lot of opposition thrown at you. Do you get it? But you must stay the course. It's called patience. You're going to have to obey the word of God to turn away from evils. And the devil is going to rise up against you and give you a lot of reasons as to why you should not obey. As to why today you should give yourself some freedom. A bread. As some of you, right after special programs, you go on a sinning spree because the enemy convinces you that you have kept your flesh under for 4 days. It is time for the flesh to enjoy. You have kept your senses under for 4 days. It is time for you to now enjoy. No, then you don't understand. See, that's the lie. Well, the point is that your flesh should be kept under forever. So the 4 days is to practice and to gain some energy to continue from there to keep the senses under. I see when you are done, the enemy will convince you that actually. So some of you, you have reserved some 10 episodes that you start tomorrow. No wonder by Wednesday, you are ready to enter into old habits. What do you think? I'm talking like I'm with you in your house, right? Yeah, so we don't do those things. We don't finish and then go and nah. Then you give the flesh the chance. And what God started sowing in your heart during the special program, through the senses, the enemy will abort it. Do you see? So we have to now come and look for God again. One thing that I see a lot after special programs is that people vanish. Or the next time I meet you, so if we finish on Sunday, when I meet you on Thursday, I see that you have dropped spiritually. It's because you allowed yourself to be deceived. Hallelujah. You don't need the rest. Your senses don't need the rest. Don't give any space to the devil. That's what the Bible says. Is that not the case? Your senses don't need the rest. Your senses don't need to catch their breath. Do you see? You have to hold on to what God is trying to lead you to till keeping your flesh under or your senses under does not represent to you the holding of your breath. That's some of you doing this special program, that's what you've been. Because you are doing things you are uncomfortable. So it's like you are holding your breath. Then you want to return to being normal after here. But you have to persist in this till holding your breath, in quotes, becomes the new normal. Do you see? You have to beat down the senses. Beat down the senses. So beating down the senses becomes a happy moment for you. What do you think? And that's what continuing in patience, okay, will do for you. It says that followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So it means that with faith and patience, you will inherit the promise. Now, it is a promise. You see, promises are things that there is a pledge that it is yours. Do you get it? It is there for you. And that is what the glorification of the human of the Lord means. All that you need from divinity is stored up in the human of the Lord as a promise for you. Do you get it? So now, how do you attain unto the promise? Through faith and patience. Hallelujah. So don't be slothful. You're going to have to do everything that it takes because the promise is there. It is not a lie. What God says is possible is possible. And yesterday I was asking you, what is the scope? You see, what is the scope? It covers everything. So don't be slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Verse 13. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by no greater, he swore by himself. So now, there are two things that the Hebrew writer is talking about here. That God made a promise to Abraham. Do you understand that? And that promise means that this is available to you. Do you understand? But God wanted to add a second thing. Apart from the promise, he wanted to add a swearing, an oath. And normally, the oath, you swear by something greater than yourself. It means that this is the promise I'm making you. But you are joining yourself to something greater that will make sure that the promise comes to pass. So for instance, it is my desire to help you. That is my promise. Do you understand that? So by that desire, I will help you. What I have for you is on offer. But when I swear, because at times, per my desire for you, even though what I have for you is available, what if the time that you need me, I am weak? Do you see? What if the time that you need me, I am weak? I am unavailable. So if I swear, that means that I employ a higher power that will compensate for the time that I am unavailable or I am weak or I fail in my ability to actually fulfill that promise. I employ a higher power. So that is what an oath does. You see, that is why when the two of us come to an agreement that if you do this, I will fulfill my part. In order for the agreement to be sure, I've promised you. Do you understand? In order for the agreement to be sure, we go to the commissioner of oath. So we bring a higher power. And then we swear there, and there's a stamp, right? It means that if at the time that the oath must be fulfilled, I am unwilling or something has happened that makes me not able to fulfill the oath, the higher power will come and push me so that that oath will be fulfilled. You get it? So if then I'm not in a situation to fulfill my promise, maybe I'm running away, then the higher power will come and make sure that that promise is fulfilled. Do you get it? So it is no more just a promise, but there is an oath on top of it. I've not just given you my word, but we have employed a higher power to make sure that my word is fulfilled. So then the strength of the agreement is not just in me being willing to fulfill my part, but the strength of the agreement is also in the higher power that is employed to make sure. And so by that higher power, and with that higher power, we know. So when the higher power comes in, our confidence is high because we know the higher power. And the higher power does not lack power to make sure that the promise is fulfilled. You understand that? So the Bible says that when God made a promise to Abraham, now God now wanted to add an oath to the promise. You understand? But there is no greater than God. So God then, as he promised Abraham, he swore by himself too. Do you get it? Let's go. Saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. So this was the promise, but it came with the oath, the swearing. Do you see? Now the Hebrew writer is trying to show us something. The next verse. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Do you see? So the message is that don't be slothful, but be ye followers of those who through faith and patience obtain the promise. Then he gives you an example of one that you should follow. That this person, a promise was given and then an oath on top of the promise. And that oath meant that God swore by himself. Do you understand that? So now he, because God swore by himself, when he had patiently endured, he was not disappointed. He obtained the promise because it was sure. So all that Abraham needed to do was to patiently endure, to push and to walk the path that will bring him into contact with the blessing or with the promise. For men verily swear by the greater. Do you see? And an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. The strife here is, will it happen? Will it not happen? Will the promise be fulfilled? Will the promise not be fulfilled? But when we add an oath, because we swear by something greater, when we add an oath, we stop striving. We stop wondering. Do you understand that? Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise, heirs of promise, you are heirs of promise, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel. What is that word, immutability? Unchangeableness. Unchangeable, unchangeable God. Do you understand? He wanted to show the heirs of promise. Because the heirs of promise, you are an heir, but you have not inherited. You are an heir. An heir is one who has a promised inheritance. Do you understand that? God wanted to show those people the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Do you understand that? He confirmed it by an oath. that by two immutable things. What are the two immutable things? The promise and the oath. Do you see? The promise and the oath. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Now, what are these two immutable things? The promise of God, right? And then the oath. Now, that oath is what God has accomplished in the glorification of his human. That is what the Hebrew writer is referring to. For God to swear by himself. So he sought for a mediator, right? He sought for an intercessor, and he did not find. So his own arm. You understand that? So God taking the human and through the human overcoming everything from top to bottom that could plague man is the oath. Now that oath is what the scripture called the surety. So the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the surety of the New Testament. The testament is the will. You see? Jesus is the surety. The glorified human is the surety of the New Testament. Do you see? So, this is what God wants you to do. He wants you to begin to charge. And when you begin to charge, to go after what he says is available to you in him, when you begin to charge, things will come and stop you. Strife will begin to rise up. But when the strife begins to rise up, when the evidence from the senses begin to convince you that what God is saying is impossible, remember the oath. Because the oath should end the strife. So when you keep your eyes on the oath, when you keep your mind on the mind on the oath is that Jesus has won the victory. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Do you get it? Because he lives. All fear is gone, and now I know, yes, I know, he holds the future. The inheritance is your future. And life is worth a living just. Because he lives, I can. That's what he told the disciples. He said, because I live, ye shall live also. That is the oath. Because he lives. That's why the resurrection is an important thing. Paul said, if Jesus did not resurrect, then ye are yet in your sins.
I know.
He holds the future.
And life is worth a living just because he lives.
He's alive.
Amen.
He's alive.
Jesus is alive.
Oh,
forever. He's alive. Amen.
He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Oh.
Jesus is
forever. He's alive. Amen. That is the oath. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Oh, Jesus
is alive.
He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Oh, Jesus
is alive. Forever. He's alive.
It does not matter the mountain. Was trying to tell us about this when he says, "Rejoice, the Lord is King. Rejoice, the Lord is King.
Your Lord and King adore. Mortals give thanks and sing and triumph."
Lift up your heart, lift up your voice. Rejoice again, I say. So you say, lift up your heart. It means your heart is low, right? Lift it up. Lift up your heart. Lift up your voice.
Rejoice again, I say.
Rejoice,
rejoice
again,
I say.
Rejoice. Lift up your heart.
Lift up your voice.
Rejoice again, I say.
Rejoice,
rejoice again,
I say. Rejoice.
So that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation. What is consolation? Comfort. So in your pursuit, in your attempt to reach out to that treasure, to that inheritance, in trying and in true patience and faith, you must have with it this consolation. Do you see? That we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, right? To lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, no matter what is trying to toss us, right? Both sure and steadfast, and which entered into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus. So he has entered. That's his human made divine, right? But he tells us something quickly. Even Jesus, made an high priest, the supervising spirit. To me, that is the best description of the high priest. The supervising spirit made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, forever important because that is the oath. The oath establishes the matter forever. And in the glorification of the Lord, he has become the eternal high priest. Now, when you go, you can study the high priest work so that you will understand. So this supervising spirit, who is the Lord himself, makes sure the possibility of you inheriting. So when then you decide to travel in the spirit, in the midst of all the strifes, and in the midst of all the messaging that are coming from the senses, because of the influence of hell, in the midst of all the questions, and whether you will find God, and whether you will meet your deliverance, and whether there is an encounter for you, in the midst of all of that, you remember that there is an oath. You fix your eyes on the oath. The greater by which we swear means that everything else that will happen below the greater. It means that the greater has the power to impose itself, and there is none greater than God. So God swore by himself. And that is the investment of the divine in the human. So at times you wonder if you will have the strength to pursue God to the end. Because you now are sure that the end, dear God, will be there. In what you are searching for, if you will resist, if you will push after God to the end, you will obtain. Do you understand that? But do you have that strength? The oath solves that. What is the scope of what God has to offer? God is not waiting for you at the end, right? He's also with you in the journey. So his journey, that's the beautiful thing about God. Because he was God walking the earth, his journey to overcoming is also eternal. So every step he took to overcome is also eternal, and it's part of the inheritance. So you can also inherit his journey. So if you feel that you are weak, hey, listen, if I were strong, if I could do what I needed to do, if I could follow God like I need to do, if I could obey God, now it's clear that I can obtain, but I'm weak. I'm saying that you can also inherit his journey. You see, in the communion, he gave his body, right? He says that this is my body, which is broken for you. Right? Now, yesterday I explained to you that it is his body, Ankasa, the most external part of him. And he gives that because the most external part of him now will contain all the things that are within him, the Anasana. So by the breaking of his body, right, we can have access into all that belongs to him. Do you see? So he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. So we can partake of everything that he has to offer. But he also took the wine. He says, this is my blood of the New Testament. The New Testament, the will, this is my blood. Now that blood is the spirit. Hallelujah. Is the spirit. And he offers also his blood. So he does not just offer to you his body, which is the good that you come into. He offers to you also his blood by which you will come into that good, and by which that good will be maintained. Do you understand that? I want you to see that the blood is something. It is because of the blood that you cannot cry that you will not be able to follow the path. Because that blood in it is all that you need. So you can tap also into what he offers in his blood by way of you now taking the steps. Like if we are coming to pray, right? Say, how can I pray? Stop. Now turn to God and say, Lord, I can't pray. Help me. You understand? The supply, the spirit of God that will come to you is what is called the blood. That spirit is what will now stir you up to pray. That spirit is what will now lead you. So 1 hour is very long, right? When I pray for 2 minutes and I check his star, do you see? But the spirit can carry you. So what you can't, now you can. That is the blood. So it is the blood that makes sure that you will come into the body. It's the blood. Do you understand that? It is the blood. And he gives also his blood. He gives also his blood. So there is an oath. It means that we can set off in every situation. If in setting off you cannot reach, God will now bring to you the things that need to happen so that you can reach. But for the reaching, God will bring you there. So don't be slothful, but be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. If you are going to invest faith and patience, right, then you want to be sure that will it be there? Will it be there? Will it be worth it? He said there is an oath. There is an oath. So let God help you along the way. Let God lead you. Follow his path. There is an oath. Hallelujah. I want you to close my eyes. The songwriter said, abide thine unerring spirit led. We shall not stray in the desert. We shall not need full direction, nor miss our providential way.
Unerring spirit led, we shall not in the desert stream, we shall not full direction need, nor miss our providence. By thy unerring spirit led,
you will not miss your providential way. As far from dangers, from fear, while
as far from danger, from fear, while
time to shut out the senses.
We shall not
for them to
the
only be activated by the Spirit.
We shall
it is time to pull away the senses from the world. Oh. Beloved, begin to look for the Lord. Begin to look for the Lord. Lema shatarama kabayama nama satabayama. Rama mama masatarama la kabalama shatarama yaba. Rama kabalama shatarama da balabalaba. Rama kabale me shaturama da balaba. Rema kabalama shatabalama laba. Lema shatanarama nama satarama daba. Rama kabalama shabandile me shatabalabalaba. Rima kamanda balama shadara balabalama sikole malabalabalama. Ora pale kamandiri kishatalabayama. Lema shatalamana manama shatabalaba. Except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen keep watch in vain. Maleka basatada bayama. Rama kabalama shatada balaka bayama. Rema mama 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 shatada balabalaba. It is not an abrupt thing. It is a process. A process of shutting down the senses, that the spirit may become alive in the senses. A process of collecting the senses from the world, that the Spirit of God may have access to the senses. Lema shatada balabaya. Lema kabalabashi kabayamaya. It is a travel. 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 Lema shatada balabalama. He gave unto them a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. Do not be slothful. Do not be slothful. Do not be slothful. Do not be slothful. But be ye followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Lema shatada balabalaba. Rama laba shatada balabalaba. Lema kabada balaba shatabaya balaba. Lema shatada balabalaba. Rema kabalama shikabaya balaba. Rema baba shatada balabalaba. Rema mama shatada balabalaba. Every step of the way, the Lord must help you. Every step of the way in the pursuit, the Lord must help you. Every step of the way. 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 We will not surrender control to the senses. We will not surrender control. You 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 will not surrender control to the senses. You will not surrender control. You will not surrender control. You will not surrender control. Lema kabale shatada badaba. Rema babababababaya. This is the time to reach out like you have never reached out before. This is the time to shut out the senses like you have never shut out the senses before. Let us travel together. Let us travel together. Let us travel together. No evidence from the senses will be enough to shut us down. No evidence from the senses will be enough to shut us down. We are not tired. We are not weak. We are not weak. No body part, no pain in anybody part will shut us down. We will not listen. We will not listen. We have set the Lord before us. Lema shatadamayaha. Flee for refuge. Flee for refuge. Do not obey the senses. 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 Make yourself uncomfortable. Do not obey the senses. Flee for refuge. I want to see your glory. I want to see your glory. I want to see your glory. The Lord says, come down onto the mountaintop. Come down onto the mountaintop. I want to see your glory. 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 Worn out the senses. Beloved, there is an oath. There is an oath. It is not just a promise. There is an oath. There is an oath. There is an oath. It's not just a promise. There is an oath. It's not just a promise. There is an oath. There is an oath. There is an oath. Don't cheat. Don't cheat. Adonai. Adonai. Call upon the Adonai. Adonai. The great Lord. Adonai. Call upon him. Call upon him. Adonai. Lekasha. Don't cheat. Lekataya. Adonai. 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 You are my only hope. You are my only help. You are my only hope. You are my only help. If you cannot touch me, I cannot help myself. If you do not help me, I cannot help myself. If you do not help me, I cannot help myself. If you do not help me, I cannot help myself. Adonai. Adonai. Have mercy upon me. Adonai. Adonai. Have mercy upon me. Adonai. Have mercy upon me. Adonai. 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 Hear my cry. Adonai. 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 Hear my cry. I am thirsty for you. I am thirsty for you. I am thirsty for you. I am hungry for you. Adonai. 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 Come into your temple. Adonai. Come into your temple. Adonai. 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 Come in. 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 Adonai. 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 Come in. Adonai. Come in. Adonai. Adonai. Have mercy. Adonai. Have mercy. Adonai. Adonai. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Adonai. 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 Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. I need you. 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 Without you, I am nothing. Adonai. 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 Help me. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon the name of Adonai. I have a consolation. I have a consolation. There is a note. There is a note. I have a consolation. There is a note. 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 I have a consolation. Oh, there is a note. There is a note. That is why I will not stop. There is a note. That is why I will not turn back. I will not turn back. There is a note. There is a note. There is a note. Le ka da 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 da. Oh! 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 La 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 la. Adonai! 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 Re ba 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 ba. Until the Spirit be poured upon us. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. And the wilderness, oh God, I am a wilderness without you. I am a wilderness without you. I am a wilderness without you. Except you coming, I am a wilderness without you. Turn my wilderness around. Adonai, in a dry and weary land where there is no water, my soul thirsted after you. Oh, Adonai, come into your temple. Adonai, come into your temple. Visit your temple. Lemo shatada balaba. Don't listen to the senses. It is not enough. It is not enough. Overcompensate for all the years that the senses have been in power. Overcompensate. Travel further. Travel further. Till the senses turn into ashes. Travel further. Till it loses its life. Travel further. Till it becomes ashes. Reka de shataya. Let the Spirit of God lead you. Let the Spirit of God move you. It is about surrendering. Lema shatadabaya. Oh, Comforter, draw near within my heart. Appear and came to let thy holy flame be stored. Come down, O Lord divine. Sit down the soul of mine. Seek my soul, Lord, and visit it with thine. Oh, Comforter, draw near within my heart. Appear and came. Let thy holy flame be stored. Let everything obey the Christ. Let every knee bow. Lo ma she kora baba baya. Re ma kaba le be she tele me kaba. Ra ba 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 ya. Praise ye the Lord. Praise all ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbled himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raised up the poor out of the dust, and lifted up the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Remakabarabaraba.
From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sea, your name is to be hallowed.
Let every affliction disappear.
From the rising of
let every affliction disappear now. Let every affliction disappear. Let every affliction disappear.
Your name is to be
honored. He's your Adonai.
Rising up.
That great Lord. The one who has the power. Of hell, over hell and the grave. He said to his disciples, all authority in heaven and in the earth has been given unto me.
Your day is to